It's the 21st century baby, the 21st century bro. Politics jarring and shady, people sleeping on the road. There's people sleeping on the road, no love, no food, shoes, no clothes. First world that we all live in, but we know where to go. No, so just listen up, sit back and chill, set the worries for later. To the haters, bye. No bad vibes, here, I will see you later. No word of a lie, only honest advice and opinions. It's the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen, so keep on listening.
Hey guys, it's Akigo. Hope all of you are enjoying the weather, especially if you are based in the UK. We finally have a quote-unquote summer type of weather that isn't changing its mood constantly. I know for many of you, exams are finally over and we can focus on ourselves and start doing the things that we enjoy without the restrictions of having to work 24/7. So to all of you out there, now is the time for you to catch your coin, do the things you couldn't do before and focus on yourselves. So with so much time during summer, you kind of struggle to find things to do and also where to find money to keep constantly going out with your friends. You start to struggle with waking up, having a routine, keeping healthy, losing track of time, and by the time you start doing the things you had planned earlier, it's already the end of summer. For many of you, we'll be going back to our normal routines like school, work or uni. Or for some of you, September might be the new start of your lives, whether that is starting at uni with a course you've chosen, having to make new friends and adjusting to your new environment slash new home. And even if you are not going to uni this year, you still have to plan out other things you plan on doing, whether that is getting a job, travelling, learning new things and spending time on yourself. A lot of us don't follow the same path and that is also perfectly fine because we are not all made to do the same things. We will all eventually branch out into different direction that works best for ourselves. My only advice is to do something where your passion might lie and do something that you won't regret taking an opportunity on. Like others have said in the past, opportunities come and go. So if there is any one of them that you feel will give you more options in the future, do not be scared to take the chance to do them. So to get into my episode, I want to talk about being the better version of yourself, or as they say on TikTok, becoming that girl. Hopefully, if you know what I'm talking about, it's the girl who usually has her life together, which includes waking up early, working out, having a to-do list, and looking after yourself. I've heard that people think that the trend is toxic, but in some aspects, I will agree with that. But with COVID, school, work, and other factors in our lives, or should I say in my life, I have not really spent time to look after myself anymore. Whether that is wearing makeup, working out, reading the list of books I had planned since late last year, and spending time with others, I'd say I think I've lost myself and I've become so much lazier. But now, with so much free time at the moment, I want to be able to do the things that will make me less lazier, happier with my inner self, and improve on my flaws. I'll start off with the things I've started doing, trying to stop doing, and hopefully new things that I could bring into my life. First things first, here are the things I've started doing lately. I must remind you, I'm not amazing at doing these things, as some days I won't be able to do them, but the most important thing is that at least I try to stick to doing it. So obviously, we start our day in the morning. I try to wake up 7:30 or 8 a.m. to start my day as it works best for me. Earlier might be better for you, or a little bit later too. When I wake up, sometimes some things don't really make sense to me, so it probably takes me 5 to 10 minutes to be fully aware of my surroundings. I start by dressing my bed and tidying up my room, and if you don't already do this in the morning, I highly suggest you do it because it makes you feel a little bit free and less stressed for the day. In the past, I'd wake up and I'd leave my bed as it is, but I think when I dress my bed, it just makes me feel a little bit tidier and happier in the mornings. In my family, we wake up and pray, so it's one of the first things we do in the morning. After that, I like to write the things I have planned for the day or later in the week, as it makes me feel a little bit organized and less frustrated. An app that I love to use to help me with this task is Notion, where I have pre-made templates that are very cute to look at and also helps me write out my plans for the day, the time I want all my things done by, and goals that I want to achieve. Another good way to start your day is to read a book instead of scrolling on Instagram or TikTok. I think books help remind you that you have an imagination that we used to use when we were much younger, because with social media platforms you can't really use your imagination. The most you're probably doing with your imagination is picturing yourself in a person's lifestyle or imagining you had an influencer's body. But the books can be from any category that interests you, whether that is improving your business or even interactive stories. Personally, I enjoy first person stories where I feel more involved in a story rather in third person. In terms of favorite genre, I really don't have one. In a day, I like to drink 2 liters of water, which is honestly not hard, but it looks hard when you look at my bottle. But I feel like it's so much harder to drink with during the holiday, because whilst you're studying, like when I used to study, it was so much easier to take water breaks and focus on my work, as all I was doing was sitting down in the study room to focus on my schoolwork. Now that I'm not only in one place, I'm always walking around the house or going out, I forget to take my water with me and drink it. So I highly suggest you guys go do that, buy your 2 liters jug or whatever you want to do, and it's highly suggested that you drink water in the morning. I don't know why, but I feel like specifically lemon water, but I'm not too sure what the reason is to that, but I'll probably check that later for you. The most important thing to do in the morning is to have your breakfast, which has honestly been a hard thing for me to fit in my schedule, and I'm assuming it's been hard for you guys as well. I know a lot of people skip their breakfast, but when I was going to school, it was so much harder to fit into my schedule. I'll just leave the house without really eating anything. But now I try to eat before 10 a.m. in the morning, so I don't leave it too late and start snacking on other food around the house. That's really what I try to do in the morning every day now, and it really does help putting this in your daily life. I've heard from some YouTubers saying that you shouldn't be just doing this on weekdays, but rather during your weekends in order to have a real routine. Okay, so I hope the first part was helpful to how I try to start my mornings and what I try to do in the mornings. As we know, it's unrealistic to think that we could do everything, especially when some of these things are new to us. So as I mentioned before, there are some things I need to stop doing that could potentially stop me from achieving my better self and goals. One thing about me is that I have so much doubt and I overthink things, and I shouldn't even be overthinking. Especially when exercising, I struggle to push myself sometimes, as I'd be struggling with negative thoughts like I'm not good at it or I'll never lose weight. But I try my best to overcome these negative thoughts so I could keep on trying. I don't really give up easily, but the thoughts of giving up does really throw me off from achieving my potential. Another thing that I think a lot of us struggle with is saying that we're gonna go on a diet, but 2 days later we've ordered food from McDonald's or wherever. And if that isn't you, then you definitely have a lot of self-control, so I'll definitely applaud you for that. I think when going out and staying at home, we have a tendency to look for food to snack on or buy food that fulfills our cravings. Having self-control and training yourself can help you stop some of these habits and stop you from spending too much money on just food. Lastly, using social media a lot can again have a negative impact on your imagination, your mental health, and you as an individual. It doesn't mean stop going on these platforms, but rather reducing the amount of time you might be on them for. Lastly, this is my last tip, guys. We are all imperfect in our own ways, meaning not everything will work for us, but it doesn't mean we should give up, but rather choose a different direction to follow or an alternative pathway. Exercising is definitely something I want to incorporate into my daily routine, as I believe that makes the rest of your day better. And the obvious part of exercising is that it's healthy for your mind and body. Just like many of the things I've mentioned, it takes time to get used to a particular workout or exercise that you might want to do. I think that if exercising is hard for you, definitely do it with a friend or family member that doesn't make you feel bad about yourself. Exercising consists of many forms like dancing, tennis, running, yoga, you name it. Anything that makes you feel in place, definitely explore it. So if clothing doesn't work for you, try something else. It's not the end of the world. It doesn't mean that you won't lose weight from her workouts or you won't see progress. The whole program is within 2 weeks. It's such a short amount of time to actually see how far you've come. So definitely, exercising isn't something that happens within a week. It takes time. Skincare is definitely something as well that I want to improve on. In the past, I've gotten plenty of compliments about my skin and people praising me for it, but till this day I still don't know why my skin is nice, or I don't even have a skincare routine. But I know when I'm stressed out or tired, I start to get spots in the most awkward places. So it's definitely something I want to see get better. So by that I mean, I feel like having a skincare routine will also make me look glowing even when I'm stressed. I just want to look good for myself and nobody else. And along with everything I've said, a lot of the things should only be done for yourself and not for like your partner or anyone else. Doing things for others can even have a negative impact on your self-esteem, but that might be another topic I could get into another day. My last tip is to start new things you might have not have done in the past or whilst you were having exams. Whether that is starting a business, my best advice is obviously not to do what everyone is doing, so maybe creating earrings, lip balms, anything, you name it. After all, it is your business and you can do whatever you want, and there's so much time for you to do it now. One thing I plan on doing in my free time is possibly starting a new language that will help me build on my interaction with others and make me feel like a new person. That's really everything that I wanted to discuss on this episode. I feel like I could have discussed so much more, but I'm trying not to, you know, ramble on and go off topic here. But that's really it on my end. If you find that helpful, I hope you could go, you know, follow our podcast and subscribe to us wherever you're listening to us from. And just a reminder that this isn't for a particular type of person. You can be any gender or race or age and be listening to it, and it will still be a perfect routine for you to follow. It shouldn't stop you. So yeah, if you have your own tips that you want to share, please do not be scared to message us at Lost in the 21st Century. And I hope I've motivated you to start a new routine to better yourself. And that's it on my end, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.